Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Golds. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nettles. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Nettles moves to third. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nettles scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Goltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goltz is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fosse strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Nettles scores. Unser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Indians. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields the ball and throws to Gold's covering. Safe. Unser moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Golds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Golds is 0-for-1 in the game. Golds hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Unser picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Unser. Braun moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to second. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Dave Golds. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Dan Monson pinch runs for Charlie Manuel. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-3 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Nettles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nettles. Chambliss moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Carew strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fosse strikes out. Borgman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fosse out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-4 in the game. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Chambliss moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.